AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The search continues for about a dozen people still missing after a holiday weekend deluge of a storm in Texas. That includes a group that disappeared after a vacation home was swept down a river and slammed into a bridge. Residents of hard-hit Wimberley, Texas, are trying to recover after the Blanco River roared over its banks. AP correspondent John Moan talked with some of them.
The raw power of rushing water, toppling trees, turning everyday life upside down.
The water was right to here in 20 minutes.
Gay Sullivan made her home right by the River Blanco in Wimberley in the heart of central Texas. Overnight Sunday, she had minutes to escape flash floods.
When I looked over, I said, oh, our cars are floating.
Her son, who helped her escape, now trying to salvage what's left of the house.
You can see some of the trees that are this big around that are just ripped, just twisted and broken, just like a toothpick.
John Mount, Wimberley, Texas.
Authorities say all streams in Harris County, except one, have returned to their banks. The State Department has a plan to resume the release of emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private account on June 30th.
That would be followed by postings every 60 days with the goal of making all of the material publicly available by January 15th, 2016.
AP correspondent Mike Gracia. In the first season since LeBron James returned, Cleveland has headed to the NBA Finals.
For just the second time in franchise history and the first since 2007, the Cleveland Cavaliers are headed back to the NBA Finals as they finish off the Atlanta Hawks with a four-game sweep following a dominant 118-88 win. Six Cavaliers were in double digits, led by LeBron James with 23, J.R. Smith at 18 points, and Kyrie Irving and Timothy Mozgov both had 16. The Cavs built a 12-point lead after one period and never looked back. Atlanta was led by Jeff Teague with 17 points in a losing effort. The Cavaliers will now await the winner of the Houston Golden State Series. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
An all-night siege in Kabul has ended with the deaths of four Taliban attackers. This is AP Radio News. The IRS trying to track down online thieves who broke into the tax files of 100,000 people. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
The IRS has a tool on its website called Get Transcript, which allows taxpayers to access and print previous tax returns and other documents. The thieves were somehow able to bypass security requirements and access Social Security numbers and other information, using that to file their own fraudulent returns. An estimated $50 million in bogus returns so far this tax season.
Prosecutors say a New York woman charged with killing her fiancé pushed a floating paddle away from him as he struggled in the cold Hudson River after his kayak capsized, then waited 20 minutes to call for help. D.A. David Hoover says neighbors may have more information on Angelica Graswold's relationship with victim Vincent Villafore.
I would ask that anyone who knows that information to please forward that to the New York State Police.
Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.